Find a comfortable place and position to sit. Close your eyes and begin concentrating on your breath. Imagine a beautiful swirling energy floating around the room like a ribbon of rainbow colors. Recognize that this energy is here for you to feel safe and secure. Notice how you feel relaxed as this energy starts to envelop your body, moving around you and starting to flow down over your head, your eyelids, and your face, touching all of your facial muscles, relaxing deeper and deeper as you become more comfortable in this space. Now the energy begins moving over your jaw, letting your jaw just drop down. The energy continues to flow over your neck, smoothing out the muscles in the neck, continuing to move down to the shoulders. Imagine releasing all the tension and tightness that you were carrying in the upper back and shoulders. The energy simply washes anything away that isn't for your highest good, dissolving it, allowing it to stream down your arms and out your fingertips, down, down, and away. Now place your attention on your heartbeat and allow your breath to beat to the rhythm of the heart, inhaling positive energy, and exhaling any negativity. Allow yourself to open to all the goodness that's present for you right now. Notice how the positive energy cascades down the front and back of the body, moving into the stomach, going down into the stomach, untangling and unwinding the muscles there, and allowing you to feel support on the lower back. Now this energy begins flowing over the hips, the thighs, and penetrates deeply into the body, into every muscle, every fiber, every cell of your body. Soak up this positive energy and surrender to its healing power to relax, restore, and refresh your systems. The energy continues down your legs into your knees, strengthening your determination and resolve to nurture yourself as you move forward in your life. Flowing down over the shins, the calves, through the ankles, and into the toes, so that every step you take is an honoring of yourself along your path toward fulfilling your heartfelt desires. Call your awareness down into your body. All of your awareness comes down into your body, sitting below your eyebrows, behind your eyes, and in front of your spine. Drawing down through your body as you place your attention at the base of your spine and allow it to move down through your legs, into your shins, calves, and into your feet. In this way, you have all of your power maintained within the self. Now place your attention at the base of your spine. Placing your attention now at the base of your spine, imagine forming a connection for your grounding cord. Now send down your grounding cord from the connection at the base of your spine all the way down through the earth, traveling deep into the center point of the earth and locking into a large ball of light. Feel the solid strength of the ground beneath you and let yourself be fully supported. This magnificent, energetic ball of light is filled with the highest vibrational healing energy. Now that you're in a state of stability, bring your attention to your heart space. Imagine opening the doors to your heart and stepping inside. You're now resting in the heart. Allow your body to respond to the sound of your heartbeat, listening to the sound of your heartbeat. Align your heartbeat with the pulse of the universe. Imagine that you're now in a state of coherence, fully aligned to the universe. It's time to connect to the golden grid, the structure of the universe. This will provide you with a sense of safety and security, being held by the divine. Imagine that the vertical line of the golden grid comes from up above, moving down into your head through your crown chakra, moving through the top of your head and all the way down, through your heart, through your body, down into and expanding beyond the earth. One of the horizontal lines from the grid coming from in front of your body, moving through your heart chakra and out the back heart chakra. Another horizontal line from one side of your body, moving through the heart chakra and out the other side of your body. This golden grid connects you to all things in the universe and beyond. This vibrational resource is endless and begins to fuel your system, flowing into your chakra system and your aura. Begin to feel a sense of warmth and connection with all things as the golden energy illuminates your body and the bodies in your aura, filling up your systems with golden gel-like energy. This golden energy allows you to fully surrender, becoming emotionally calm and physically relaxed. And as I count down with each number, you allow yourself to relax even more as we go down from 5, deeper and deeper, 4, deeper and deeper, 3, deeper and deeper, 2, deeper and deeper, 1, deeper and deeper, and 0 now, going into a deep place, allowing the sound of my voice to take you into an even deeper space within, fully connected to your higher self, feeling good, feeling safe and secure, connected to the divine grid of the universe. Evolution of the soul has many paths and can go in so many directions. Find the path that suits you and that will show you your special safe place. Get comfortable in your special place. Situate your body so that you can fully relax. As we have you become friends with your mind for a moment. Any part of you that disagrees can come into sync with your intentions right now, thinking differently about how you access your memory so that you can easily recall the information that you once knew so well. You can remember that sometimes you see things and sometimes you miss them, don't you? And you can think of a time when you were looking for something in plain sight and looked and looked, and when you came back later, there it was all along. And isn't it interesting to note that the unconscious mind can choose just what to notice and what not to notice? And your higher self even knows how to file the information for you, so it is easy for you to retrieve what you need now to know. And isn't it interesting to speculate just how your unconscious mind can manage to undergo the experience of not noticing specific things to noticing the things you will want to remember in your future? Take, for example, the color blue. It can be true blue, but it can also be an emotional state. And I don't know just how exactly your unconscious mind can make the switch to thinking of blue as only the color. That's right, because you want to associate in a positive way, don't you? For the next while, your unconscious mind can forget to remember any blue feelings and even forget to remember the old emotions that you don't need to notice, as they wash down, down, and away. And you can set your reticular activating system to notice many things of importance, and your higher self can make sure to do that for you, as you simply give your attention over to your superconscious right now. It feels good to release for a moment and relax. You can notice the color of the shadows of a mountain, but isn't it easy to forget to remember that you don't need to even notice that shadow emotion? Unless you're ready to release it, for memories can have any number of emotional attachments tied to them, and you can untie and let go emotionally in this safe space. You might even be surprised that others notice some things that you don't, but that is only natural. You are trained to notice some things that others notice, so it is very easy to let others notice some colorful things that you simply don't notice. And you cannot notice so easily those things that are unnecessary. The things you do want to recall can come quickly, and you can recollect one or more at a time when required to communicate them for the sake of the good. For some things are stored here, and some things over there, and some other things are off a bit in the distance, just like the shadows. But we don't need to find those just yet. So letting the shadows be off the other end of the spectrum of consciousness, you can think of a trigger for remembering and recalling now only the things you would like to gather. Maybe moving your eyes into the very position of remembering when you're in need of bringing to mind that very thing of need. And so you are finding it much easier to arrange those necessary to remember items, and those items that you will soon want to remember. It's all being arranged right now for you. The point is that it is so easy to remember that you have forgotten how to forget the necessary and important things. And now you're so wonderfully relaxed. Nobody wanting anything, nobody expecting anything, and absolutely nothing whatsoever for you to do but to relax. Imagine that you're just an observer of your mind, drifting slowly down through your levels of consciousness. and the upper level at first, the part that deals with the activities of everyday life where decisions have to be made and the full meaning of things has to be considered and taken into account. So much hustle and bustle there that it might be easy to forget things with all that commotion. So you move down to where you're just an observer, quietly, softly drifting down, lower and lower and lower, beyond the conscious mind, moving into the subconscious down to the level where things are half heard, half remembered, partly realized, the part where things are formed before they really begin to take shape. This is where things are stored. And you just carry on drifting deeper and deeper down, lower and lower, down now into the far reaches of your being, the superconscious. This is the part beyond your mind that colors your life. The part where sudden ideas and inspirations spring from, sometimes catching you almost by surprise. And you can now be surprised at how easy it is to trace your memory quickly for recalling what you need. Immediate retrieval is what you're after and are getting it right now. Aren't you the fortunate one with that confidence in your own brain's capacity and ability to perform incredible feats? Memory traces support you in developing super concentration, honing your focus to a laser-like intensity so you never get distracted from your goal, because you are so very confident in your capacity to remember. That's right, super memory and recall. Your higher self works with you to enhance your brain's astounding ability to store information, faces, and names and bring them to mind just when you need them. A strong memory depends on the health and vitality of your brain, whether you need it right now, at the snap of your fingers, or in the future. You're curious and interested in doing all you can to stay mentally sharp. There are lots of things you can do to improve. The human brain has an astonishing ability to adapt and change even into older age. This ability is known as neuroplasticity, a word that stretches your mind. With the right stimulation, your brain can form new neural pathways, alter existing connections, and adapt and react in ever-changing ways. The brain's incredible ability to reshape itself holds true when it comes to learning and memory. You can harness the natural power of it to increase your cognitive abilities, enhance your ability to learn new information, and improve your memory, as well as create new possibility and probability lines. And we all want to be able to do that for our future unfolding in divine order before us. Speaking of order, what if you could just order up that piece of information you want to remember whenever you wanted, as if you had an assistant going to get it quickly? Your subconscious and superconscious can work together. Your superconscious is that assistant for you. It files it away and always knows exactly where to go to retrieve it instantly, and brings it to right in front of you, clearly on the tip of your tongue with expression. It never leaves you or the information just hanging there. You can always easily express it very clearly. Think of how valuable this is. Ah, and you can relax. You can never need to feel the pressure again to get that information as it comes at exactly the right time when you call for it. Treating your body well can enhance your ability to process and recall information, and giving yourself a break, not forcing it, but exercising what is healthy for you in that moment, increases oxygen to your brain, enhancing the effects of helpful brain chemicals and protects brain cells. Just as the body needs fuel, so does the brain. By the time you've reached adulthood, your brain has developed millions of neural pathways that help you process information quickly, solve familiar problems, and execute familiar tasks with a minimum of mental effort, so you can rely on your brain to serve you. Memory, like muscle strength, requires you to use it or lose it. The more you work out your brain, the better you'll be able to process and remember information. There's a wonderful technique that can be updated in your brain called encoding. This encoding is done now with specificity, so you can get really specific about what you want to store and how you want to recall to mind specific detailed information, if you want to. You know your memory is sharp and you know it as reliable. You can always count on it because you have put your higher self in charge of it for you. So if it is the will, it is there for you. Any item of use or importance from long-term or short-term, the possibilities are there and here and at the forefront when you need them noticed. Your retrieval process is flawless. Ah, how wonderful it is to be able to recall, retrieve, and recollect all that you desire, and more importantly, what you need. Give yourself a pat on the back for the brilliant ways your brain works just right for you now and always. Let's have you begin to come back now, feeling a deeper level of trusting yourself, your higher self, and your capacity. When you're ready, simply bring your attention back into the room, coming back to now, coming into your body, remembering your breath and your presence in this room. Slowly open your eyes and return to this now moment. Being fully present, being awake and aware, gently opening your eyes now, coming back, being right here with me right now, right here, right now.